Guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
My breadcrumbs to the birds. I don't know what I thought I found, but I managed to come back around. How much of my life is left? How do I know when it begins? I'm stuck wondering what to do, so I'm trying to break through to you. I know that it's late and you're barely awake. I just wanted to see you again. I know that it's late and you're barely awake. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here now. For many days I've been staring into my reflection, yeah. I don't know what I might see. Maybe life and death staring back at me. How much of my life is left? How do I know when it begins? I'm stuck wondering what to do, and so I'm trying to break through to you. 1, 2, 3. I know that it's late and you're barely awake. I just wanted to see you again. I know that it's late and you're barely awake. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here now. That I'm here now.
Damn, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm being serenaded with that one.
I'm glad. I'm very glad.
First of all, great voice. I'm loving it. It's very like sultry and, like I said, serenade-y.
Thank you.
As well, like the chord progressions, man, they just like keep on changing and they're nice and interesting and unpredictable in some senses, which is what music's all about in some ways, eh?
It's important to me to keep it interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, you do. Like, it's, I mean, I'm feeling, correct me if I'm wrong, like Tom Misch, John Rakai influences.
Exactly, those are some of my biggest influences, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but like those two guys as well, like always progressing the chord structures. And I mean, there's a tendency just to rely on, like, you find a real nice progression, you're like, sweet, I'm going to track this for the whole song or something. Mm. But there was like stuff changing going on. Didn't really know what's coming, what's next. What was the sentence?
It's so easy to fall into that trap sometimes. You just have to, I guess, alternate things. Yeah, every section or so on.
How do you do that? Are you a trained guitarist, pianist? Don't tell me.
Not
both.
Really. Okay. To be honest, I'm mainly a drummer. My primary instrument, I'd say. But through learning about music theory and kind of training my ear to different chords and stuff, you get to kind of just trust your ear a bit and add notes, take away notes, create your chord progression, just see what fits what you want.
Yeah. So when you say you're trusting your ear, are you listening? So you're playing like two or three chords and you're thinking like, oh, what can I chuck in as number four, playing around until something fits?
Yeah. A lot of the time, if I'm coming up with a chord progression, I'll like sing each note.
Yeah.
Like I'll sing the root of the chord and then for each chord in the progression. And then after that,
cool.
I'll add the whatever other notes just to kind of be intentional on what notes I'm using in my songs.
Sick.
If that makes sense.
No, it does make sense because, I mean, some musicians would rely on chord progressions that they've learned in standards or something and like be like, oh, this is 2-5-1 or whatever. But to listen using your ear is like you're finding the progression naturally. It's organic more than anything. And I definitely heard that in your music. So that's sick.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I definitely do take a lot of inspiration from listening to a lot of music with, I guess, interesting chords or just nice chords that, you know, make you feel something and kind of try and make notes about what they did or what I can take from different songs and stuff.
Yeah.
To absorb it.
You ever chuck in sharp 11s?
Not in that song, but yes. Yes.
We love a sharp 11. Mm. I'd love to hear another track from you, man.
Another track. So that first song that I sang was called Here Now. That's from my latest EP called Ultraviolet. This next song is Ultraviolet, the title track.
Lovely.
Ultraviolet, but I don't mind it. Keeps me company when my eyes are tired. New colors of the rainbow to paint on the walls of a concrete masterpiece. Catch me counting these gray buildings, not made for children. For your company when your soul is tired. Signs of inactivity littered through the posture of your gravity. Now I'm here to set you free. I got my arms open to bring you in. I got my eyes wide open to see the end. I got my arms open to bring you in. I got my eyes wide open to see the end. Close my eyes, I see ultraviolet, but I don't mind it. Keeps me company when my eyes are tired. New colors of the rainbow to paint on the walls of a concrete masterpiece. Catch me counting these gray buildings, not made for children. For your company when your soul is tired. Signs of inactivity littered through the posture of your gravity. Now I'm here to set you free. I got my arms open to bring you in. I got my eyes wide open to see the end. Yeah, I got my arms open to bring you in. I got my eyes wide open to see the end. Thank you.
That was delicious and very chaotic at the same time.
Thank you. I wanted to keep that song energetic, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, even listening to that. Okay, I want to know, one, what the bass, what were you using for the bass there? Because it sounds like a real low-tuned piano, but is it just a bass guitar?
It's a really cheap bass. It's a really cheap fretless bass that I borrowed from my friend.
Yeah.
It's not a great bass. It's like real kind of hissy.
No, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good when you process it.
And what are you using? What's software are you using to?
I produce myself in Logic.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the guitar, that little wah thing at the end, sounded a lot like an auto wah.
Yeah. You use Logic?
Yeah, I use Logic.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
I love the auto wah.
Yeah. So good.
Very Tom Misch, the auto wah, that one.
Yeah.
How good though? Yeah, because it sounds like, I mean, how long? Are you obviously self-producing, but are you mixing yourself as well?
Yeah, so that Ultraviolet EP that those last two songs were from was kind of my passion project for last couple of months. It came out a few months ago, but
yeah.
I kind of just, in my spare time, would lock myself in a room and with a laptop and instruments and just kind of just pump it out, I guess.
So how long did it take to do those two songs? A couple months?
So there's five songs on the EP.
Oh, right,
those are two of them. I started Here Now, that was the first song that I wrote, and then I kind of did one song maybe every kind of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then after I kind of had the ideas down, I would go back and produce it, I guess, continue producing it.
Right. And so what is the process there? Are you, musicians are often split on this one, whether you produce and mix as you go, which a lot of people, I mean, mixing as you go, lots of people frown upon, which I think is, fair. But, so are you just getting a real rough draft and then building it up, or are you just going for it and getting it down?
Definitely mixing as I go.
Yeah.
I think in today's kind of music industry, where there's a lot of kind of bedroom producers, people like myself who can make music on their own by their own means, where they just kind of jam stuff and put it down and then release it. I think production is very important, where it's part of the songwriting, I think. Like, I wouldn't have written that song without producing it, because it would have sounded very different.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, as you go, like as we were talking about with the bass tone as well, like, you get that bass tone and that sort of feeds the direction of the song itself.
Yeah, I very much agree with that. I'm on that page, and exactly. I pretty much write my lyrics last, which is a lot of people would probably shake their heads at that, but I write my lyrics last, which means that I guess once I have instrumentals and stuff, I let the kind of vibe of the song direct what I want like the meaning to be, if that makes sense.
When you say last, you mean everything's done and then you just track vocals?
Oh no, I just mean like the ideas are done, like
right, like, so you got a hook that, and
yeah, okay, cool.
Because I was like, that's insane. With the way that your lyric structure is working over the instrumental, it would be mind-blowing to me if you did that all at the last second.
No,
impressive,
no.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. The lyrics for that song, I did come up with it after I kind of had the groove down, because I couldn't really think of anything. I don't think I would have come up with that same kind of flow of the lyrics if I hadn't had an instrumental.
Right.
I wouldn't have just come up with that off the top of my head with no...
Because it's
nothing.
Very like fast-paced and going for it. Cool, man. Well, these are the chats I love to have.
Me too.
Yeah, cool. So the EP is out.
Yes, the EP is on everywhere. It's
on everywhere.
Released
fantastic.
Everywhere.
And anywhere. Do you have any upcoming projects as well?
I have some small stuff I'm working on for school. I'm working on entries for some of the Play It Strange competitions, which is things that I've entered before.
Yeah.
I'm working on, at school, I'm producing some student music.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a lot of fun. That's kind of just a activity that I'm doing as part of being a student. I'm still at high school.
Such a huge... Wait, how old are you?
I'm 17.
Well, doing very well for a 17-year-old. Holy crap.
Thank you.
And you're producing with other people. I mean, that's an incredible process in itself, right?
It's so much fun.
Yeah, because you sort of separate yourself from, because I'm sure you've experienced, like, it's easy to get obsessed on one thing, or like if the mixing and the producing, you're like, oh damn, this doesn't sound quite right, I could do it better, and then it becomes an obsession or whatever. But
yep,
the distance is nice when working with other people, for sure.
I like working on stuff that I would never have like written, like ideas that I would have never come up with. Like some of the people who I'm right. working with, their songs are so interesting. It's not stuff that I would have thought of.
Yeah, right.
Which is exciting to me, to work on something that isn't my own music, because it's kind of, you get to be in that person's head a bit.
Yeah.
And kind of understand what they're doing and collaborate. Yeah. It's fun.
And then steal some of their stuff as well.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell anyone.
Of course. Well, I'd love to hear one more song from you.
One more. So this next song I have is how we talked about the Play It Strange competitions. This was my entry to last year's Peace Song competition. Right. So it's a very different style to those first two. It's a big contrast to my Ultraviolet EP. This is a song called City Boy Hands, which I guess I wrote with the intention of it being kind of more general to a bigger audience, maybe less kind of genre specific, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just trying to make a song that people can just kind of relax to.
Yeah.
So this is City Boy Hands. This is a version that I was able to produce at a studio in by Hamilton called The Porch, after being kind of funded by Play It Strange to do that.
Cool.
So I had a lot of fun making the song, and I'm really happy with it, so I hope you enjoy it.
We'll have to shoot off after this.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Thank you, Bailey Lindsay, for coming into studio. Absolute pleasure. Loves a good chat. Loves some good music. Can you hear the song? Cheers.
Cool. One thing before I start.
Oh, yes.
The end of this song is quite postponed. So other times when I've performed this or sang it or played it, it's people are always like ready to wrap it up before the song's finished. So
okay.
There's like a big break.
Oh yeah, okay.
And
no,
then
no.
The ending. Okay, so I'll
give us some ad libs on that break. No, I'm kidding.
You can do the ad libs. I'll point at you and you do it.
Put you on the spot, mate.
City boy hands, waiting for the feeling to come back again. My hands may be numb, but there's plenty they can do. These city boy hands are reaching out to you. Most city boy hands are waving goodbye to the life you knew. My city boy hands, I can make broken glass out of broken sand. My hands may have cuts, but there's plenty they can do. These city boy hands are reaching out to you. City boy hands are waving goodbye to the life you know. The life you know. These city boy hands are pulling me up. And they're all that I need, and they're more than enough. Oh, my city boy hands.
Apparently this is my time to ad-lib. How long is this break?
They are more than enough. About that long.
About that long. Bailey Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure, man. That felt like a fun little surprise then. Yes. Woo. My turn to ad-lib, he says, and then he's like, no. My turn to sing. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in for Fancy New Band. I wish you the best of luck. I am excited to check out your EP and any future recordings.
Thank you.
Got a great voice and your music is incredible. That's what I have to say. Goodbye.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.